It's a blessing and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, so jam-packed. The culmination of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, and now we're brought to Parsha's Yisro. Matan Torah, getting the Aseres HaDibros. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Aleph, Vayishma Yisro, Kohen Midyan Chosein Moshe. Yisro, the minister of Midyan, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard all of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Elokim LeMoshe Uli Yisro, everything that Hashem did for Moshe and Klal Yisroel. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Zvachim, Kuf, Tazayin, Amen, Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Zvachim talks about the Maimon Har Sinai experience. And Rashi says something interesting. The first Rashi, always the first Rashi in the Parsha. So much to say. And he says, what was this Shmua? What was the thing that Yisroel heard? And he quotes the Gemara. And he says, you know what he heard? He heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Mochamas Amalek. And it's very interesting because the Gemara is trying to figure out, did Yisro come before Matan Torah? Did it become after Matan Torah? And the obvious question is, why specifically these two things? There were a lot of things he could have heard. He could have heard the Eser Makos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all these amazing Nisim of the 10 plagues. So we understand Mochamas Amalek because last week's Parsha, in Parshas B'Shalach, we end off with Amalek. And we understand the great miracle of the Yamsuf. But is there a reason specifically these two things Yisro heard? And Rashi is quoting only these two things. Furthermore, there's a machlokas between the Ramban and Ibn Ezra. Very fascinating machlokas. The Ramban, again, the great Nachmanides, who lived in 1194 to 1270, holds that really Yisro came before Har Sinai. Because if you look in the Torah, Vayishma Yisro, and then later on, in Parakhof, we have the Aseres HaDibros. So when did Yisro come, says Ramban? He came before Har Sinai. However, comes along the Ibn Ezra, the great Ibn Ezra, who lived in 1084 to 1167. The Ibn Ezra says, no, you know what? Really, Yisro came after Har Sinai. And one of the proofs that the Ibn Ezra says is that if you look in Perech Ches, Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Vayikach Yisro Chosei Moshe, Alo Zvachim Lelokim, and it says that Yisro brought Zvachim, and he brought a Shlomim. He brought a Shlomim. That's what Rashi brings down. Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Zvachim that he brought a Shlomim. And a Goy is not allowed to bring a carbon Shlomim. Why is that? Why is a Goy not allowed to bring a shlomim? We know a shlomim is a karbon that's offered on the Mizbeach, and the Kohanim are able to eat it also. An ola is a karbon that is totally consumed, totally kalil, totally put fire on it, and it's totally consumed. But by the shlomim, a Kohen also eats it. So the Ibn Ezra uses this as a proof that he must have come after Har Sinai, because that's when he became a Jew. So what's this machlokas between the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, and why can't a goy bring a shlomim? Question two. Again, so much going on this week's parasha. Just that Aseres HaDibros, every pasuk is jam-packed. Mirtz Hashem will have so many years of Torah. This is Hashem. Perek Chof. We learn about Aseres HaDibros. And in years past, we've spoken about Aseres HaDibros. And we know there's a three-way machlokas Rishonim of how to break up the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. The Rambam writes in the end of Peah, in his Akdama, he writes, which we're taught as little children, that there's a difference. The first five is Ben Adam Lemakom, between you and Hashem. And the next five is Ben Adam Lechavero. And everyone asks the famous question, that why are parents in found in the Ben Adam Lemakom side in the first five? The Ramban asks the question. But it's very interesting. The Me'iri, the great Me'iri, found in this Akdama to Shas. The Me'iri was, his name was Menachem ben Solomon. Right? The great Me'iri, he lived in 1249 to 1306. Gotta always know when these Rishonim lived. And he says, no, it's not 5-5, but it's really, it's a cross. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the first one of the Aseres HaDibros, the belief in the Ribono Shel Olam is with Lo Tirtzach, is that you can't kill. Lo Yelecha Elokim Achirim, right, you can't have other gods, is corresponding to the Lo Tinaf. You're not allowed to commit adultery, because when you go to other gods, you're showing that you're not faithful to God. He goes through the whole thing. We can say it out. Lo Tisa, that you can't put Hashem's name in vain, is with Lo Tignov. Because when a person steals and he has this idea of not showing Kiddush Hashem, then you're putting Hashem's name in vain. Shabbos is you're not allowed to be a false, can't have false testimony. It's very interesting. We know that after davening we have a vayechulu. There's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Right? Some people have the custom that if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and you miss vayechulu, when you say it over with someone else, do you have to say it with one person or can you just say it by yourself? So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to say it. You have to say it together. Why? With another person. Why? Because there needs to be a level of aegis. You need to testify the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the idea. And the Chazon Ish says you only need one. You can say it by yourself. Because Shabbos is the testimony. But then the fifth one is very perplexing. Because it says that you're not allowed Lo Tachmon, you're not allowed to covet, whatever covet means, you're not allowed to be jealous. And the fifth one is Kibbutz Avim. I once was saying this in front of a Talmud and his father. It was Yarchi Kala a couple of years ago. You know, when people used to come to Eretz Yisrael. Bez Hashem, we have to daven hard. The airports are going to open up. My parents are going to be able to come. My in-laws are going to be able to come. And the whole world is going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. But he said, you know why jealousy and parents are the same one? His father was in the room. It was awesome. I wouldn't say this if it didn't happen. He said, because I'm jealous. I don't really want my father to be my father. So I wish I had a different father. I'm like, okay, don't say that in front of your pops. And his father was laughing, so I guess it was cute, I guess. But, and he says, which we have to figure out, what's the correlation between Kibbutz Avim and don't be jealous. But furthermore, the Ibn Ezra breaks it up a little differently. The Ibn Ezra, again, we quoted the Ibn Ezra in the first question. The Ibn Ezra says that no, it's not broken up 5-5, or it's not even broken up 1-6, 2-7. It's broken up machshava, thought, dibor, speech, and maisa. And the question is, what does that mean? Which we'll have to flesh out. Question 3. We learn about Aseres HaDibros Shabbos. As it says in Lecha Dodi, Ki HaMikor HaBracha, right? Shlomo Alkavas wrote Lecha Dodi, the great Payatan from Svat, and he wrote his words. My grandfather, Reb Amzer Zatzal, would always tell me that the words of Lecha Dodi, it's an acronym of his name, Shlomo, right? The great Shlomo Alkavas. And he wrote that Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, is the source of all blessing. But it's very interesting, because if you look in the Torah, it says, why do I keep Shabbos? It says, the reason why I keep Shabbos, in this week's Parsha, it says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. I'm remembering the day of Shabbos. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. However, if you look in Parsha's Veschanan, again, 2 times in the Torah, in Shemos and Devarim and Eschanan, we have also the Aseres HaDibros. The Ramban has a lot of discrepancies of the differences between the Aseres HaDibros, but if you say over there, it says Shamor, that I'm guarding. And we know that we actually say in Lachadodi, and the Gemara tells us in Chuas and Nafchof, Shamor v'zachor b'dibor echad, that they were put together. But it says, why do I keep Shabbos? Because I took you out of Mitzrayim. So ask the great Ramban, which one is it? Am I keeping Shabbos because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and 7 days he rested? Or am I keeping Shabbos because of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And if it's because I'm keeping Shabbos because 6 days he created the world, why are Goyim not keeping Shabbos? Goyim don't have they're not allowed to. The Gemara Baba Kama says that your Machayis Menasho, if you teach the halakhas of Shabbos to a Goy, he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. But we keep Shabbos because Hashem created the world. We're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator. So why are we keeping Shabbos? So again, a lot of Yesidus. Oh, Yishmakatayra. What's this machlokas? Vayishma Yisro, what did Yisro hear? What it made him? Why specifically these two things? What's the machlokas between the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra? When did Yisro come over? Was it before Maimon Har Sinai? Was it after Maimon Har Sinai? According to the Ibn Ezra, the Aseres HaDibros represent Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. How does that play it out between all the Aseres HaDibros? And lastly, Shabbos is a Makor HaBracha, but why are we keeping Shabbos? So the Yisodes like this. And again, these Yisodes come up all the time. But it's easy to say things. It's easy to talk. But you have to bring it lamaisa, bring it into your life, which we'll talk about. Imagine, we have a Yisro, the great leader of Midian. The Medrash says that Yisro went to all the different religions, and he was trying to figure out which one's right. He was a person that was real, and he wanted to search for the emes, for the truth. And it's very interesting, because in the first Rashi, the Torah, Rashi brings down, Vayishma Yisro. And we know Yisro, his name was Yisro, and he had a lot of names. And one reason why he's called Yeser, Yisro, is because he added a parsha in the Torah. Because it says, Vata techazeh. We know Yisro gave the advice to Moshe Rabbeinu that, listen, you're one person, you're the leader, you're amazing. Vata techazeh, but you have to go and get other people to help you. You can't just be a one-man show. You got to help people. But it's very interesting. One of my colleagues, Rav Herschel, I'd be driving the car every day, one of my good friends, he said a Gavalda Kasha. He said, but Yisro, he was complaining before. Meaning Yisro gave his whole speech of what Moshe is doing wrong. And then it says, and I'm going to give you an extra parsha because it says, Vata techazeh. But Yisro was before. The Pesukim are found before. It's not just found in Pasuk Chaf Aleph to Chaf Gimel. It was found earlier where he's telling him all the problems and you're going to make yourself crazy and it's going to be so hard for you. Why is this the extra parsha? So the idea is like this. Yisro saw what was going on. And he saw the miracles. And he saw the amazing things. And he saw the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Medrash says, imagine, you're walking, you're in the bath, and all of a sudden the water just splits in half for you. You're drinking water, whoop, splits. It splits in half. Like, what the heck's going on? So Yisro saw the amazing miracles. He saw how amazing, wow, HaKadosh Baruch was involved. And he was inspired. And he was inspired to do something amazing. But he learned from the Amalek, because you can have an Amalek. Because Amalek represents the idea of taking inspiration, looking at greatness, and just making it Mikra, which we've spoken a lot about before. It's interconnected with Purim. That's Amalek and Haman. That their idea of not looking at the Ribbon Hashem, that seeing, making everything mikra, making everything cold, that it's not real, taking inspiration and destroying the inspiration. But Yisro says, no, no, no. I'm inspired right now, but it's not just enough inspiration. I once saw a beautiful video of Charlie Harari, helping Klal Yisro with his tremendous videos. And Charlie said that, you know what the difference is between inspiration and real? Inspiration is what you could be. It's like you're in a thunderstorm and there's lightning and you see the light, but then it gets dark again. Inspiration is that moment, the Yom Kippur once a year, is that sometimes we have different events, you hear an amazing shir, sometimes your person has to bury a loved one, Rahman al-Itzlan, and that he's inspired, that I'm in this world to do more things. He's inspired, but we don't live on inspiration. We take the inspiration to see where we can be. But it's when it's dark, when you're in the thunderstorm, when it's hard, that's real growth. You know what Yisro said? Yisro said, I'm going to take the inspiration and I'm going to channel it and make it lamaisa. I'm going to realize the hashkacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in my life. He is part of me. Inspiration is important and emotions are important. And we have to have that emotions to Hashem, pour out our emotions to God, talk to Him. But we also have to go lemaisa. And this could be, you know why? Yisro is found by Tate Chazeh. Because Yisro was a person that looked for the truth. He looked into all the different religions. He was very critical. he was able, and again, with every mitzvah in life, there's benefit and there's positive and negative. So no one likes to be criticized. But when a person sees a situation and there's a problem with it, a person could just complain and say, oh, there's problems here. And problems happen all the time and different things. But who's the big person? The big person is the person that looks at the problems and says, I'm going to make it better. Practically, I'm going to make it better. Yisro is a person, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're the greatest leader, but listen, you have to outsource it a little. You need other people. You need Yirei Shamayim to help you. If you want to run this company, you want to run this thing, you got to get the right people involved. You're the leader. You're the CEO. You have the greatest connection. You're in a sparkling ear with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're one in one. It's like that mirror going through. But if you want a channel to Klal Yisrael, you need to find the right people under you. Because he was a person taking the criticism, realizing the problems, and then making it real. You know, the yeshiva just recently just hit a little wall. It looked like a wall. Who knows what's going to be? Only Hashem knows the future. There was one boy tested. Everyone's like, why is he testing? What's going on? And he was positive. And then a couple days later, the whole yeshiva. Again, there's negatives and positives. No one wants to have corona, but the whole yeshiva, they're done with it now. And there's some boys that still don't have it. Hopefully they'll get their antibodies. But there was a problem. And now, hopefully there's going to be a solution. So now the whole yeshiva, we're back on Zoom. Tell the Rosh Yeshiva, there's a different Zoom. In the beginning of the year, there was a two-week quarantine of Zoom. The rabbin didn't know the Talmidim, and no one knew anything, and Zoom's hard. You know, there's amazing things with Zoom. Tremendous. You could have, right, we're going to be zeichet to have a yahrzeit shir for my grandfather's 8th yahrzeit, Rav Chaim Zev Bamzer Zatzal. Mamish helped Klal Yisrael. Who did so much to the world, did so much for his family, and we're going to be able to have a Zoom where everyone could be part of it. So Zoom is so tremendous. But again, Zoom is hard. Zoom is hard sometimes. But we see the problems, and we daven, and things, Hashem does it so quickly. So Yisro is a person to take the inspiration and make it practical. That's what Hirsch says. The idea. Rav Hirsch says that you're going to take the idea of the Ben Adam Lechaveru and the Ben Adam Lamakom, and both of these elements, which we'll talk about what it is, what's it about, and you're going to make the believe in Hashem, Anochi Hashem, the Ben Adam Lamakom, the Anochi. But then Rav Hirsch says you have a Lamaisa. How do you have a Lamaisa? By making a Shabbos, by bringing Hashem into your life, Makor HaBracha, by doing Kibud Avaim. You know, it's very interesting. Why is Kibud Avaim having to do with the idea of you shouldn't covet, lo sachmod? What does jealousy have to do? So if a person realizes, says the Ibn Ezra, one of the most famous Ibn Ezra in the Torah, you're going to tell me how to feel? You can't tell me how to feel. No one can tell someone how to feel. Right? That's why sometimes people are so depressed, and when they tell their problems to someone, the person's not a good listener, doesn't care, they feel invalidated. You're not telling me that my feelings are real. A person needs validation, always. Everyone needs validation. But you're going to tell me how to feel. You're going to tell me not to be jealous, says Ibn Ezra. A mind-boggling, a very hard Ibn Ezra. But if a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side and he's doing everything for us, and sometimes things are unclear and we don't always understand everything, but he's there for me, then a person won't be jealous. Just because X has this, that's for him. That's what God gave to him. But I have something else, that's for me. You know, children are very one-sided. It's very hard for them to get out of themselves. You know, some people live their whole lives as children. It's very hard to, they're the one-sidedness. You know, one time, I told the story before. You know, sometimes someone is upset because they're in a bad mood. It doesn't work out what they wanted. And we're all normal people and we have to work on it. Everyone has to work on everything. But sometimes you're yelling at a kid and you can't like stop and say, I'm not really yelling at you, I'm just frustrated. I remember one time I was yelling, Chas v'Shalom, not me, but one of my friends told me that he was yelling at their kid and he stopped mid-track and says, you know, I'm really not yelling at you. And the kid's like, you're yelling at me. What are you talking about? You're yelling at me. No, I'm just in a bad mood. Things in a... Then, but you're still yelling at me. So again, if a person realizes that, again, no one has any excuse to let out their frustration on someone else. We're not giving excuses for people to do what they can and decide they can do whatever they want. A person's going to get punished for that. But sometimes a person has to take a step back and realize, wow, maybe they're not really coming at me. Maybe they're just having a bad day. So, Lo Sakwin, how can I be in charge of my feelings? Not to be jealous. Because if a person is content with who he is, he realizes that he's a Tselem Elokim. He realizes that he's in this world to accomplish. He's in this world to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it's all about. You know, the Maharal says something amazing. You look in the beginning of the parsha, the Maharal says, I read the first pasuk in the Torah, it says, Vayishma Yisro, and it says, L'Moshe Uli Yisro, and Rashi picks up, Shakol Moshe Keneged Kol Yisro. Moshe was equal to all of Klal Yisro. So says the Maharal, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was equal to all Klal Yisro? So says the Maharal that every single person in the Jewish nation has an important role. Moshe was that engine. Moshe was the greatest Navi, was that leader. But he was one with Klal Yisrael. That if one person wasn't there from Klal Yisrael, then the whole thing would fall apart. So Moshe Rabbeinu was that leader. Moshe and Klal Yisrael, Chadhu. And he was the one that was close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So every part is important. If you have one part in the car, a little screw nut there, the whole thing could fall apart. Ah, but I need the engine. You're right. Maybe there's a main part, but everyone plays a role. Says Amara, another reason, because in spirituality, everyone is like Hamaisha. Everyone has this unique ability to be spiritual to Hashem. And then Maral says an idea of Torah's Maisha. The Gemara Menachos tells us, Koftes, Rabbi Kiva was giving a whole drusha, Moshe Rabbeinu came into the classroom, and you know what Rabbi Kiva was talking about. And then Rabbi Kiva says, Halacha la Moshe Misinai. Moshe said, wow, ah, Baruch Hashem, Torah's Maisha, because we're learning the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's about the Torah's Moshe. Moshe Uli Yisro Chadhu. So this is the idea. The idea is that a person takes his Maisa. Comes along the Ibn Ezra, and the Ibn Ezra says, you know what the idea is? Why is the Aseret HaDibros? Again, according to the Rambam, it's based on 5-5. Ben Adam Lemakom and Ben Adam Lechaveru. And the Ramban says, what do you mean, parents? Parents, they're Ben Adam Lemakom, they're not God. So the Ramban says, no, because they're one of the creators. You need man, woman, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Chinuch says is that if you channel the Hakaras HaTov to parents, how they've given you life, they brought you into this world, you'll be able to channel it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's not a physical being, and that's hard for us sometimes. But we channel the Emunah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We have the Hakaras HaTov because our parents have given us everything. They've given us life. They've given us the ability. What's the greatest form of parents? When parents give their kids the ability to stand up by themselves and create their own families. There's nothing greater than that. Can I pass on the Mesorah as we've spoken about in the past couple of weeks? That's the idea. And then you could channel it to Hashem. And the Ibn Ezra says, so what are the Aseret HaDibros here? So he says amazing. He says it's machshava, thoughts, anochi, belief in Hashem, lo yelecha, no other gods, dibor, with my mouth, I speak with my mouth. That their idea of that you can't be a lotisa, you can't say Hashem's name, you can't go against Hashem, and then you have the idea of Shabbos kudeim, so you have dibor. Saying the wrong thing, and then you have Maisa. And then you look in the opposite side. You go, Maisa, don't kill. Don't commit adultery. The next one, Lotigno, don't steal people with your mouth. Eidos, false testimony. And then Machshava. Says Ibn Ezra, you need all three of these things. You have to be careful with your Dibur. You have to be careful with your Machshava. But like we're learning from a Yisro, that it's not just enough with Machshava. It's not just enough with Dibor. A person can say a lot of things. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. But it's the Maisa. Yisro was a man of action. And we all have to be people of having our right machshavos, realizing that God is in charge of us. Again, we have to daven. There's so much to daven for, so much to be grateful for. But we have to channel to Hashem. Says the Ramban, so which one is it? Why are we keeping Shabbos? Are we keeping Shabbos because of 6 days He created the world, 7th day He rested? Or are we keeping Shabbos because of Mitzrayim? Says the Ramban, Boirei Umanhig. Hashem created. Says the Ramban, He didn't just leave the world, Chas V'Shalom. He's constantly in our lives. And when did He show us that He's in our lives? When He took us out of Mitzrayim and He said, you're my chosen nation. You are my nation that I love so much. I put so much into you because I love you and I want to give to you. And I want you to give to me. How can you give to me? I'm a God. By you bringing me into your life is giving to me. Borei Umanhig. I took you out of Mitzrayim, but I took you out of Mitzrayim not just be physically freed. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Tavdun et Zahar Hazeh. I gave you the Aseret HaDibros. I've given you the Torah because I want this relationship to be real. It's not just a relationship on emotion. Of course, it's emotions involved and you have to pour out your heart to God and think about what you're saying and realizing that our lives are in the Ribono Shel Olam's hand. But it's about Maisa, making it real, taking the inspiration and making it real. Borei Umanhig. So why can't a goy bring a shlomim? You know why a goy can't bring a shlomim? Because a goy can't take these duality. He either has, you have the spiritual leaders, but they're disconnected from physicality. But we say it's not true. We say you could bring kedushin to everything. You take the physical and you take the spiritual and you merge it together. And that's what a carbon shlomim is. You take a physical animal and you offer it to God and then you make it into Kedusha. So that's why, says Ibn Ezra, why Yisro had to be come after Har Sinai. Because only a Jew could realize that you could take something physical and bring Kedusha into it. So Bezer Hashem, we have to realize how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are to be part of this awesome, awesome nation. We have to realize, Vayishma Yisro, it's not just enough to hear. You need to go make it Lamaisa. The Aseret HaDibros, making the Aseret HaDibros, either Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lechaveiro. You know, the Yahrzeit of my grandfather is coming up, as I said in the beginning of this year, of a Zoom. You know, getting from my parents, who've given so much to me and my family, to my wife and my children. And it all starts from the sources, from passing on the Messiah, the Torah, my grandfather. We'll talk about it again next year. But he represented the embodiment of the Torah, passing on the Messiah, the love of the Ribono Shel Olam. He passed it on to his children. And that's the goal of all of us, to bring the Ribono Shel Olam into our lives, making him real, make the Ribono Shel Olam real. Ki hi mekor ha-bracha. He's given us so much bracha. And yes, there's obviously things that we don't always understand, and there's things we could be critical about, but we have to become a person like a Yisro. A Yisro is a person that sees the problems and says, I'm going to make change. I'm going to make it real. Everyone should have an amazing Parshas Yisro, Makabel, the Torah, the Ahava, the Yira. And everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parshas Yisro. Have a great Shabbos.